Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, how many concussions is that for? Three or four? Is that four?
On prime four? Time, he had the Cincinnati one where he got, you know, kind of like slammed to the ground and then his hands, you know, came up. It's at least the second primetime standalone game where he's had this happen.
He had a concussion against the Buffalo Bills before the day game, and he went back into the game. And that was actually the week, I think that was the same week as that Cincinnati game against the Bengals, when he clearly shouldn't have been playing in that one. Tua was healthy last year, played really well, led the league in passing yards, had a very, very successful season. And then he signed a big fat contract extension this offseason with the Miami Dolphins. And Chris Greer, the GM of the Dolphins, Shasky, you know, he was asked about the injuries. Like, hey, look, man, does concussion history play a role in consideration on Tua Tagovailoa in terms of contract length and guarantees? And Chris Greer said, no, I think for us, every player deals with certain things. Even as you've seen this year, you look at all the quarterback injuries around the league, and there are other quarterbacks and really good players that have had multiple seasons-ending injuries as well. The one thing Tua did was he attacked the offseason, wanted to prove that he could stay healthy, spending the time learning to fall with the jiu-jitsu and all that stuff. It paid off for him before he signed that big-time deal. But, boy, it's not good. It's not good what happened to him yesterday. And so now a lot of people are saying, hey, he needs to retire. He needs to retire. He needs to retire. I'm not going to go that far yet, but it is definitely a concern for not only the Miami Dolphins, for Tua Tagovailoa and his long-term health, but also the NFL as a whole, because I'm not sure how you can control guys getting hit and guys suffering concussions. It's a tough, tough, tough deal. Violent sport, Shasky. Violent sport.
Well, there's a variety of elements to this. Number one, like telling Tua what to do as the fans or whatever, it's almost impossible.
Yep.
You know, you can't tell someone what to do. I think there's a lot of similarities here. It's not a like for like, but there's a lot of similarities between what happened with Chris Bosh and Tua Tagovailoa. And those that don't know what happened with Chris Bosh, he was diagnosed with specific blood clots. And the NBA refused to find a doctor that could clear him to allow him to play. And they were worried about the liability of him stepping out onto the court. Chris Bosh went around all over the country trying to find various doctors to clear him to play. And he found certain doctors to clear him to play. And the NBA, they wouldn't allow it. And they didn't want to have something happen on their floor. And I understand all points. And I'm looking at it from Chris Bosh's perspective, and it's like, he knows what the risks are. And he has obviously done his research, and there are things that he's comfortable with. And if he wants to play, he should be able to play. Like, I understand that. You can't tell people what to do. The guy making the quote-unquote tackles, DeMar Hamlin, you know, and I'm sure people in his life said, hey, I don't know. And if he wants to play, he wants to play.
And he's out there starting the safety.
And he's making plays. And if that's what makes him happy, who the hell am I, Joe Shasky, to tell him what to do? The hard part is this, and I was explaining this to you on the way in, and I want to make sure we make this very clear. I think there are so many unbelievable positives to play football. and I'm going to lay them all out. But I'm sitting there with my wife and got the little guy, and we're about to put him to bed. And she's like, oh, my goodness, I'm never letting LJ play football. And I understand her point. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I've got nephews and I've got kids that I'm coaching who are 12, 13, 14 years old. They're all starting to play tackle football. They're all going to go into high school. I'm like, one of the kids that I know who was a little trouble and whatnot, he wasn't doing anything after school. And he had all this idle time. And you guys know, at 14 years old, if you're a young man, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. And he started to play football. And you know what happened with football? Working out every single day. Lifting weights every single day. More discipline. Playing ball every day. He's in the best shape of his life. He's got new friends. He has newfound respect for authority. There are so many great things that football has provided his life. And yeah, there are some crazy risks. Like, you know, you could get hurt. You know, and so, like, how do you weigh it? That's up to each individual family, right? And to your point about, like, every time you step on the football field, it could be your last time. Absolutely.
I mean, guys in soccer suffer concussions playing soccer. I would have no idea. At one point, like, 10 years ago, soccer was leading in, like, concussions. There was a lot of things going on in the game of soccer which they had to fix. Playing football, I played football for 7 years. Not at a high level. Pop Warner in high school. But I've been around it for a long, long time. The team building aspect of football is so fun. The discipline you gain from playing football.
Exactly.
Learning how to coexist as one. You got to have 11 guys at one time moving on the same page, you know, moving to the same beat. Lifelong friends. I have a lot of lifelong friends from just playing football. People that I know today, just it started on the football field. The trust and the bonds. And yeah, it's violent. It could be a violent sport. You could get rocked. You know, I saw Tweety Birds a couple times getting hit but that's the risk. Football's a great sport. It's an awesome sport. It's an awesome sport to play. I'm sure my fiance, I've heard Anna say this. Yeah, if we had a son, he's not playing football. That'd be hard for me.
It's like me. I tell my wife, I'm like, it's easy for you to say that, but what if he's coming to you at 13 years old? All my friends are playing. Why can't I play?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, he can't play DB if he's small. He can't play DB and be the seventh stringer.
And no matter how much the sport tries to clean up all the injuries.
Oh, it is.
And they've put more attention to it. Now, you know, you could say some people work around it and there's still some dirty things that probably happened behind the scenes. But I think for the most part, at the high school level, at the JUCO level, the Pop Warner level, they've tried their best to clean the sport up as much as possible. You see the players in practice now wearing the shells on their helmets.
Jabril Peppers was wearing it during the game, the guardian cap during the game. And that's up to each individual's prerogative. There was a tight end for the Colts who came out and said, hey, I don't care what I look like. I'm going to wear the guardian cap, which is like a puffy cap that goes over the helmet. He says, I'm going to wear it in games. And you're allowed to wear those in games. It's just, concussions, and I want to make this very clear. I know a kid who plays high school baseball currently who was in a batting cage and a ball hit the non-padded part of, you know, the structure that holds up the batting cage, and the ball ricocheted back and hit him in the head. He's been out for like a year and a half with a concussion. Mike Matheny, this is baseball. Yeah. Mike Matheny, his career was ended because of concussions playing. Patrick Bailey got rocked earlier this year with concussions. Joe Panic. So this is not just a football thing. No. Like, there are risks. How many girls I know who play with my niece who have torn ACLs playing on turf, playing soccer. And there's also another head injury thing regarding that. Every sport has its risks and it's us. But I think with the Tua thing, what makes this unique and the reason why I think this is a little different is because with all of the billions of dollars, you have lawyers and liability and you get into this optics thing. And I think that the lawyers are going to go, hey, we just settled this huge head injury lawsuit. We can't have the visual of Tua Tagovailoa on the field doing what he did. And could it happen to another player? Absolutely. But it's happened to this in particular guy. And I think they're in a really tough spot here.
Well, it's sensitive, but I'm going to keep it real. When he didn't slide, I said, oh, boy.
We all did.
Oh, boy. Because you know the history with the player. Steve Young, for a long, long time, his career ended, obviously, with a concussion. Lawrence Phillips missed a block on Aeneas Williams, Monday Night Football. In the image of going to commercial break, Steve Young had his eyes closed. His eyes were closed. But for a long time in the 90s, there was a thing. Every game day, the announcers would discuss it. They're trying to get Steve Young to slide. They're trying to get him to slide. Slide, 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 slide. Because Steve Young would go head first. He'd throw a shoulder pad in. He'd try to send a tone. Try to send a message. Try to set a tone. And for many years, you try to get him to slide. Well, Tua, watching that play yesterday on 4th and 4, I'm like, oh, he got the first down. Just slide. Just slide. Now, it's tough to say that because these guys have instincts and they want to make a play for their team. And by Tua going in head first, if he does get up, maybe he gives his team a spark. But knowing his injury history, he's got the slide. He's got the slide. Well, he didn't slide.
Oh, it's so hard.
And his hands are going one way. His fingers are going the other way. I don't know if he was throwing up the west side or what. I was like, damn, this ain't good. And he got up. And you can do it right away. With Mike McDaniel, when he kissed him on the cheek, this isn't good. This guy could be out for a month here. But we're in the it's a sticky situation with Tua Tagovailoa, Shasky. He just signed a $212 million contract. They got $167 guaranteed. So Steven Ross in the suite, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, what is he thinking? I just gave this guy $200 million.
Ponte, I keep coming back to, like, each individual has to make their own choices, and I'm not going to sit here, whether it's voting, whether it's this, that, and the other, like, whatever you determine to do, that's on you. And I'm not going to come here and be the moral high horse and try to tell someone not to play the game anymore. Right. But I do think the Oilers will somehow get themselves involved, because I think if you're running the league, I understand the optics and the liability and all that. I have a hard time sitting here with a microphone going, Tua should never play again and da da da. Hey, man. You know, like I was telling you guys. And
Tua will play again, folks.
Well, if he wants to, he's going to try to.
Tua will play again.
I don't know if they'll allow him. That's a different question. But
I don't think the NFL, if he gets cleared by doctors, because that's all
it
takes.
Well, that's the thing. It goes back to the doctors. You know,
if they clear him.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He's going to play.
Well, that's what he's going
to
do.
And the Dolphins are going to say, well, he's cleared and he's ready to go. And his teammates are saying, we're not the same team without him. Let's play. And the owner who just gave him $212 million and $167 guaranteed, he's going to say, well, the doctors cleared him. It's all good. We've done our evaluations. He's ready to roll. We know the risk. We know what's happening. Then you got Tua's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's got parents. He's got a wife.
Absolutely.
He's got a family. I'm sure they're talking to him. I'm sure they're discussing everything with Tua Tagovailoa. So, yeah, I definitely didn't wake up thinking, boy, Tua got to retire. Oh, they need to force him to retire. We've seen these things before. Now, is it going to end well for Tua? He's probably going to have a shorter career than anticipated.
Probably. I mean, you know, Steve Young won R2. Like, he's on a short list of our favorite athletes ever. His career was ended short because of the same thing.
Troy Aikman
as well. You know, but here's where I peel it back. And it's like, and I know where everyone's thinking, like, I'm not going to let my kid in this. You got to do this. I know about the PAL program for San Francisco football, okay, here in the city. And there's a lot of inner city at-risk kids who have nothing to do after school. And I see how many lives positively. Yeah. This program has affected in a great way to give these kids somewhere to be after school. Well, and you're talking about discipline and friendships and making friends outside of your neighborhood, you know, and having just the regiment of everyday practice and something to look forward to. These kids, and again, I don't want to turn this into these kids should play and these kids shouldn't play. I think the majority of football players, there's so many more positive. This is just one of the risks. Just like there's a risk in playing baseball, you get hit in the face with a baseball. You know what I mean? Like it's just different levels of risk, and you can have this in any sport across the board. And it just sucks for this guy going through this to have it happen on national television. And I think it's going to be this weird indictment from people who are fringe football fans where they're going to go, this is why you don't play the game. It's like, hold up, wait a minute. What about the other 50 million things that football does positively for kids and for, you know, young adults?
Well, I'll tell you my experience playing for the San Francisco Seahawks. I think they're not the 49ers, but a lot of good friends. Philmore Mike knows about San Francisco Seahawks. Big Dog City. Coach, if you ask any former Seahawk, whether they play junior peewee, junior midget, and you say, who are your favorite coaches? Unanimously, we'll all say Coach Greg Isom and Coach Paul Berger. Coach Paul Berger played in Washington in the late 70s. Coach Greg played in ceremony. Coach Greg's wife, Sophie Isom, was actually my social worker. Who introduced me to Greg and said, you need to play football. Not only were they the most successful team, the junior midgets, they the most fun, the most disciplined, you learn the most. But to this day, every national championship, Coach Greg and Paul, they either have people over at the house or they do a Zoom with former Seahawks during the national championship of college football. And the people that hop on that Zoom from the late 80s, from the 90s, and the stories about Coach Greg, you saved me. Coach Paul, you saved me. Coach Greg, you saved me. Coach Paul, you saved me. All those inner city kids in the Fillmore District, we look up to Coach Greg and Coach Paul to this day as one of my favorite coaches ever. But just people. And I would have never got that if I hadn't played football. I would have never gotten that had I had played football. So, you know, there's a lot of positives to football. I know it gets a bad rap.
I totally agree.
You know, it's just meathead kind of, I don't know, negative connotation where it's like, oh, the meatheads and it's bravado and gladiators.
You're going to get a lot of pearl clutches.
But you got to have a high IQ to play football on a high, high level. You know, we talk about Brock Purdy all the time. The great teams have very good IQs, smart at what they do. De La Salle and their program, that's not an easy offense to run. Look at how they're year in and year out, all the kids that they've saved over the years, everything. So, football probably saved Tua's life. It made his family a lot of money. It got him out of poverty.
You know, we went and we were doing a charity event. There was a boxing fight going on. Yeah. Is boxing violent?
Absolutely. It's worse than football.
Can you get hurt?
What?
Can you get hurt?
I mean, you can get blind.
Exactly. Did you see the young man for Potrero Hill, the white kid?
Yep.
He grew up in the projects, and he was talking about how, like, he got pulled to the side, and they were telling me his story, and, like, this kid grew up with nothing. With nothing. And you know what boxing gave him? Similar to football. Yep. Structure in his life. Something to look forward to. You know, the discipline, the regiment, all of those different things. And so I find a lot of similarities between the sport of boxing and the sport of football. And is there a risk for that young man who's, 18, 19 years
old?
Absolutely. But the positives far outweigh whatever the risks are for that young man. And I can see it in his... That kid has changed for life.
No doubt. He is changed.
Changed for life.
Now, boxing...
From being introduced to the sport of boxing. And I look, it's not a like for like, but my point being is that I just think that there's going to be a lot of pearl clutching today on what you can and what you should do with your own children and blah, blah. I'm not going to tell people how to raise their kids. I'm just going to give you my experiences. And I know far more people who have been positively impacted from football. Yeah, and this is just unfortunately one of the risks, just like there is playing soccer and baseball and other sports. There's risks in those. You can have Tommy John and be out for years in baseball at 15 years old. Believe me, I know kids that have had it.
You know, I love boxing. Love boxing. But, you know, for every good fighter, for every fighter who gets out to sport, makes like Andre Ward right now, he's got all his faculties, he's doing well in broadcasting, went undefeated. But there's also a Jarrett McClellan. And Jarrett McClellan in 1995 fought a guy named Nigel Benn over in Europe. And it was like this highly anticipated super middle fight, the best of the best. And Jarrett was killing Nigel Benn. And the fight turned. And basically, Gerald McClellan, to this day after that fight, has been in a wheelchair, has blinking, hearing problems, vision problems, is just screwed up. That's boxing. I mean, you don't play boxing. You play football. You don't play boxing. That's life and death, literally. Fists going to your brain, juggling up your brain, which is why we see guys like Riddick Bowe, for example. Riddick Bowe's speech, the way he speaks, right? When he was in his prime, he was as smooth as a cute. You know, he's so smooth. Lines, bars. Now you listen to him, you're like, what the hell did he say? You know, so that's boxing. Now, is Tua going to be like that? Steve Young's one of the smartest dudes we hear. He does 30 minutes at a time on radio. Yeah. So you can still have your faculties playing football and get over the concussion thing. You hope that it doesn't turn into a death situation. I don't think Tua's going to die on the football field. He suffered another concussion, and it's a bad one. And when you look at him, it's obvious that the impact of hits, he takes them a little differently than other players.
I gave you this analogy about my dad, and I'm gonna play. It's not perfect, but this is what it is. You can't tell people what to do. Every time we would go get, you know, food or whatever, my dad would get an Arnold Palmer, and he'd get his little stevias and his little sugars, and he'd throw his sugars in there, and that's what he loved. And I would say to him every single time, Dad, why are you doing that? It's not good. Stop doing that. It's not good for your health, blah, blah, blah. He goes, Joe, I'm going to do what I do. That people are going to do what they want to do. Who am I to tell Tua? This is my dad I tried to convince. Well, who is Joe Shasky to tell Tua what to do with football? Yep. If he wants to play, God bless him.
Hey, real quick before we get to break, 925 Xfinity Mobile text.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.